While the New South Wales Premier is still insisting she's done nothing wrong, the state's former Director of Public Prosecutions is urging her to step aside while a corruption inquiry is underway. Nicholas Cowdery says Gladys Berejiklian's made serious errors of judgment in her five-year secret relationship with disgraced former Liberal MP Darryl Maguire. Mr. Maguire's already made a series of sensational admissions and will continue giving evidence today at the Independent Commission Against Corruption. Annie Guest reports.
As the Director of Public Prosecutions from 1994 until 2011, Nicholas Cowdery was known for speaking out when he disagreed with politicians. That hasn't changed.
I really do think that she should stand aside as Premier until such time as the ICAC report is made and we have a full assessment of the evidence by the ICAC Commissioner.
Gladys Berejiklian insists she knew nothing about any wrongdoing by now disgraced former Liberal MP Darryl Maguire, the man with whom she had a secret relationship for 5 years.
She's made two fairly serious errors of judgment that have been reported. That is, when she said that she didn't need to hear about some particular aspect that he was obviously moving to talk about. And I think the second error of judgment was that she continued the relationship after the allegations against Mr. Maguire became known.
What do you believe her motivation might have been for perhaps turning a blind eye?
Well, I think obviously she had a, as she describes it, a close personal relationship with Mr. Maguire, and I think that must have clouded her judgment. She allowed her heart to rule her head.
You believe it was a matter of the heart, not of being part of anything untoward, any corrupt activities?
Well, in the absence of any other evidence, I'm prepared to be that charitable.
Darryl Maguire has admitted to ICAC he accepted cash kickbacks for deals, including payments in his parliamentary office for a shady visa scheme. He also acknowledged agreeing to a property developer's request to set up a meeting with then-Treasurer Gladys Berejiklian and another minister. It didn't eventuate. Those revelations came as the Premier endured a third day of scrutiny, surviving no confidence motions in both houses of the New South Wales Parliament.
We were literally debating this motion whilst ICAC hearings were underway. Darryl Maguire was giving evidence. We were learning more information about what had happened while we were trying to have this debate in the Parliament.
Among those who saved the day for the Premier was Upper House Green-turned Independent Justin Field.
My vote against the motion of no confidence is not a vote of confidence in the Premier or the government. My vote was to reserve judgment and allow the Independent Commission Against Corruption to do its work.
This furore has revived calls for a federal anti-corruption body. And Attorney General Christian Porter says legislation to set one up will be released soon. Nicholas Cowdery thinks the Berejiklian scandal could both help and hinder the push.
Yes, it probably has to be said that these events are dampening what enthusiasm there might have been amongst federal politicians for a federal body. And I don't think there is much enthusiasm, to be honest. They can see what might happen to them or their mates if such a body is instituted. But on the other hand, I think these sorts of events should strengthen the desire for the population, for the public, for the electors to have a body of this kind that will be able to root out this sort of corruption and inappropriate conduct when it occurs.
Former Director of Public Prosecutions Nicholas Cowdery, ending Annie Guest's report there.